Blackstone Audio presents The Farmer's Daughter by Jim Harrison. To Bob DeMott. Part 1. Chapter 1, 1986. She was born peculiar, or so she thought. Her parents had put some ice in her soul, not a rare thing. And when things went well, the ice seemed to melt a bit. And when things went poorly, the ice enlarged. Her name was Sarah Anitra Holcomb. She was without self-pity, never having learned how to administer it. Things were as they were. A certain loneliness was an overwhelming fact of her life. Her family had moved to Montana in 1980 when she was 9 years old. They felt like pioneers striking out from Findlay, Ohio, but without the young man called Brother, then 18 and the son of her father's first marriage, who chose to stay behind, but then up and joined the Marines. An insult, because the Marines were the core of her father Frank's unhappiness. Frank had seen no combat in Vietnam, but as a graduate of Purdue, had been in the competitive strategies, all unsuccessful, office in Saigon. His very best friend Willie, also from Findlay, had died from friendly fire in Khe Sanh. The death of Willie, a friend since childhood, was the poisonous goad that finally sent Frank out to Montana, where he proposed to forget the world 13 years after mustering out. The dissolving of the first marriage had put quite a crimp in saving a grubstake, and the second marriage, and the arrival of Sarah, further delayed.